Muchas gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you very much, Chairman. My organization would agree that it's necessary to ensure that the use and management of natural resources is sustainable, and it's important we convey that. It would seem that small producers, the perception is that small producers do not use resources sustainably, but in fact it is traditional pastoralists and farmers that have made the best use, most sustainable use of our natural resources historically. And in the FAO indeed, we've seen that the best biodiversity in the world is found in these particular traditional territories. So I should like to add a few other points. Natural resources such as water, land, and forests are the very basis of family agriculture. The survival of man has been conditioned since prehistoric times for his ability to be able to use the resources and energy. Natural resources are not just the material basis for agriculture, but a rural society is also defined through its use of its own natural resources. Since the adoption in 2004 of the FAO guidelines on the right to food, access to land and natural resources has been recognized as a key component of the human right to appropriate food. The use of land and natural resources for communities is now recognized as a key component to any strategy to the right to food. The guidelines on land tenure show that it should be recognized that land has a social, cultural, spiritual, and economic, environmental, and political value for Indigenous people and for other communities that have traditional land tenure systems. Now, we have the duty to recognize and provide appropriate protection to the legitimate right to land tenure for Indigenous peoples and for other communities who also have traditional systems. The drafting in Article 5 is in tune with what has been outlined in these legal instruments. In its general observation 4, general comment 4, the Committee on Economic, Social and Cultural Rights call attention to this situation and that land for the vulnerable in society must actually be the core part of any state objective. Policies and legislation, the committee says, should not be geared to benefiting social groups who are already at an advantage. And we should ensure that there is no deterioration in the use of natural resources and land, because that could be attributed to the political decisions and legislation and a lack of appropriate measures taken by states. Defining common land that is shared by a community involves a feeling of belonging, and it's clear that the biophysical features of this is part of the belonging of that particular community or group. They have rights to ownership of the existing natural resources in that particular territory. Belonging to territory or land is synonymous with having access and use of the natural resources that this land contains, or at least being able to control and manage the use. Finally, Chairman, the Article 5 refers to the right of peasants and other people working in rural areas to have access to these natural resources that are found in their own environment and that they use in a traditional way. Therefore, we would demonstrate our support to the text as it stands. Thank you, Chairman.